This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Today is Memorial Day, for some the first day of summer, and for many, the day we observe the sacrifice made by all those who fought and died to keep our country free. So today is not a day for politics. The holiday has changed since it was first observed in 1868. Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic issued what was called General Order No. 11, designating May 30th as a Memorial Day. Notice the wording, a Memorial Day. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Memorial Day today is celebrated every year on the last Monday of May. Originally, it was known as Decoration Day and was created in the years after the Civil War. But it took until 1971 to be made an official federal holiday. Many Americans, especially those with ties to the military, attend what few parades and ceremonies there still are, and go to memorials or cemeteries. The Civil War, which ended in the spring of 1865, claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history and required the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to those countless fallen soldiers. More after this. Every year on Memorial Day, unknown to most, a moment of remembrance takes place at 3 o'clock exactly, local time. Although it isn't really known for certain where Decoration Day began, the federal government decided that Waterloo, New York would be designated the birthplace, perhaps because the first celebration of Decoration Day was held there in 1866. On May 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month. The 30th of May, 1868, is designated, he said, for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land, end quote. He chose May 30th because it was not the anniversary of any particular battle. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Decoration Day was specifically to honor the Civil War dead, so after World War I, it was decided to change Decoration Day to a day to commemorate Americans who died in all the wars. While there are now few parades, community picnics, and commemorations, be aware of what the day means and who it celebrates. Take a bit of time out at 3 o'clock this afternoon and remember. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.